Welcome to the Crude Life Podcast, because when you're making money, sometimes life can just be crude. Hey folks, how you doing? My name is Jason Spies. I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist and talk show host. And on today's episode, I interview Fred Fox, tribal council representative with the MHA Nation. In this exclusive interview, we get an update on the MHA Nation, as well as Missouri River Resources, an oil and gas company with the goal to have every engineer, every secretary, every single wellhead operator to be a Native American. They're going to empower generations using the energy economy. Exclusive interview with Fred Fox with the MHA Nation in just a moment. But first, I want to take a moment and remind you folks to please support our sponsors. They literally keep our lights on. You try to behave and try not to get your mind blown. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
CoachingWithHatch.com. That's CoachingWithHatch.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
My name is Fred Fox. I'm the Executive Secretary on the Tribal Business Council for the MHA Nation and Fort Berthold Reservation.
And now, is there another Tribal Fox as well, or are you
Chairman
that?
Fox. Chairman Fox is the, Mark Fox is the Chairman of the Tribe. I'm Fred Fox. I'm elected official for the Weichold segment, which is, I'm also the Executive Secretary in our Business Council.
Any relation?
Yes, there's a relation, yes.
Okay, so before we get into that, just an update from the MHA Nation, whether it be from, you know, the three tribes or whether it be from the actual Missouri River Resources or the MHA Nation from an oil and gas perspective, community building.
What's been happening with Three Affiliated is we're continually trying to, develop partnerships with different companies. On the reservation, we currently have the Missouri River Resources that are currently they've developed, I believe, over 4 to 5 wells right now, and we're currently on schedule to develop 26 more wells over by the Little Missouri. We're currently working on our oil storage facility over in the Plaza area, along with the Clean Fuels Refinery that is still being worked in the process. We did get a permit for our oil storage facility. Right now, the current production is roughly around 220,000 barrels per day over on the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. I believe the tribe alone, with the tribal minerals that the tribe does own, is roughly 20,000 to 25,000 barrels per day. Currently, right now, the royalties that the individual allottees have earned, when I say that, the reservation's about 1 million acres. The allottees of our reservation, tribal members, individually own roughly, about 320,000 acres. Out of that 320,000 acres they own, since 2008, individual allottees have earned $2.1 billion in royalties in 2008. The tribes earned probably roughly about $500 million. We own roughly about 190,000 acres, probably about 160,000 are produced. So that's kind of the what we have now. There's probably about 12 drilling rigs on our reservation. I'm also the former oil and gas director, energy director for our tribe back in 2006 to about 2010 until I got elected to the Tribal Business Council. So we currently have our own oil development program for our tribe. Currently, we're working on the taxes with the state of North Dakota. You know, we do believe that we've spent a lot of money building our roads. Currently, right now, we put $30 million into BIA 12. We currently put last year we put $28 million into BIA 14. I think in total, about in the past 4 years, we've roughly built around $120 million in roads on our reservation. So the infrastructure is slowly getting built. We still have to keep up with the pace of the crime. What's happening on our reservation is that we have dual jurisdiction with non-tribal members, where we have to have the ability to control crime, not only from our tribal members, but from off-tribal members. So it's tough, and we have to make sure our law enforcements are funded at a level that we can make sure our citizens are safe at Fort Berthold.
One of the things that I've talked in the past with David Williams, as well as a few others from your MHA Nation, is the word empowerment. What you guys have going on, say, with Missouri River Resources, by having all the engineers Native Americans, all the people working on the wells Native Americans, everybody filing papers Native Americans, top to bottom, that's empowering. That's the only word for it, because you're passing wealth to the next generation. Somebody gets a job in oil and gas, they pay pretty well, and they're going to go to the local florist, the local coffee shop, that sort of thing. Do you guys have discussions about that, about the how really what you guys are doing there really is an incredible story for the entire, I would say, the your guys' people?
Mm. Yeah, it is. You know, a lot of times, you know, we want to make sure that our people are given the right jobs. We have a TARO department, Tribal Employment's Rights Office, that specifically deals with skilled workers, unskilled workers that are tribal members. We make sure that the jobs that are, if it's not on an oil rig or if it's not on a environmental regulatory company, we make sure that these jobs are posted. We make sure that it is a tribal law that you have to have a certain percentage of tribal members working for your business. We want to make sure that they get their skilled profession and seen. Not only do we have our individual members that are skilled, but we want to make sure that we have our tribally owned companies by individual tribal members. Their businesses are made sure that they're kept into used on the oil field, such as if they're not a roustabout company, or if it's not say, for instance, if it's a porta potties, whatever business that they bring to the oil field, we want to make sure that every producer uses every one of our tribal members' businesses. So we do have, I believe, well over 200 tribal businesses that are owned by tribal members, to make sure oil producers use these businesses out in the oil field.
Several years ago, you know, it took 49 steps or something like that, the BLM. Mm-hmm. Where are we at today? Is it North Dakota private company, 3 days? Where are mm-hmm. you guys at?
Right now, you know, I mean, it's probably, you know, it used to take us anywhere from 4 to 6 months to get a permit approved. Right now, we're roughly around about 1 to 2 months right now. What has happened is we've probably streamlined the, the regulatory. What we've been doing every month is, every 3 months, actually, we meet with we have a federal partners meeting, and we make sure we have the BLM, BIA, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, all the other regulatory agencies that are responsible for permitting. We make sure that every one of our permits are being processed through the federal agencies. For instance, we do have I think it's called a It's kind of like a one-stop shop, but it's over in Denver, Colorado, and it's what it deals specifically with is oil and gas energy permits. And they're based out of Denver, and they usually assist in all the oil and gas tribes of Southern Ute, Northern Ute, three affiliated tribes, or whatnot, to make sure that these permits are being processed and everything is being streamlined through the different agencies.
And that was Fred Fox, Tribal Council Representative with the MHA Nation. To listen to this podcast or other podcasts, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our weekly Crude Life newsletter. We're also on social media. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Those, of course, are available at thecrudelife.com. All those social media links available at our website. And once again, I'd like to thank you for supporting our sponsors. If I could ask you a quick favor and do that, please support our sponsors. They keep programs like this free.
And I shouldn't smoke like a sail. I don't need nobody to tell me if I should die or live.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
And that's it for this episode. My name is Jason Spies. Till next time, be happy, and remember, sometimes life can just be crude. We'll see you next time, folks.
I'm gonna be